What are these things, then? That by what is perceived as the foolishness of preaching, he will conquer the world, and the nations will be gathered, and there will be reconciliation of God with men, and such immense blessings will descend upon us. How have we known? To us, he says, God has revealed them through his Spirit, not by the worldly wisdom. For this, like a dishonored servant, has not been allowed to enter, bend down and peer into the mysteries pertaining to the Lord. Do you see how significant is the difference between this wisdom and that? The things which angels have not known, these are what it has taught us. But that wisdom which is of this world has done the opposite. Not only has it failed to educate, but it has been an obstacle and barrier, and after the event endeavored to obfuscate his actions, rendering the cross ineffective. Therefore, he does not simply describe the honor bestowed upon us by our gaining of knowledge, nor by us receiving it alongside angels, but rather, what is more, by his Spirit conveying it to us.